It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Cazora. Splash plays have been the headline reason why the Steelers have won their last two games. Big plays made by George Pickens, tough runs by Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, four takeaways the past 2 weeks. That's true, and it deserves all the credit. But more fundamentally, the Steelers are winning for a more critical reason. They're not beating themselves. That was the main issue for their three-game skid. Penalties, turnovers, defensive breakdowns, overall sloppy play doomed Pittsburgh before they even had the chance to make big plays and try to win the game. That's what Mason Rudolph has brought. Zero turnovers the past two games. As a team, just four penalties in wins over the Bengals and Seahawks. And the communication issues have been more or less cleaned up, though the Steelers' defense has gotten away with a couple of errors Seattle could not take advantage of. It's so cliche and obvious, but you have to avoid losing the game before you win it. That's the bedrock of football. Pittsburgh's done so and added the big plays on top of that, which produces more convincing wins and lots of points they weren't generating early in the season. That has been the difference, and it's not being appreciated enough. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.